Mike Wobschall back at the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine for Vikings.com. The NFL Network also is covering the Combine, we've just learned, and a big part of that is Andrew Siciliano. You're here doing that, aren't you?
Yes, sir, and Path to the Draft starts on Tuesday. So every day, 6 Eastern, we do a full hour, believe it or not, for the, 62 days remaining? Yeah. Something like that?
And unbelievably, there's enough to cover for an hour-long show for 62 straight days when it comes to the draft.
Unbelievably, yes. It can get repetitive at times. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's some people call it the fun season or the silly season or call it whatever you want to call it. But the fact is people love it. People can't get enough of it, and they count down the days.
All right, well, let's have an on-air production meeting for Path to the Draft, okay? Vikings are at 23rd, so what are we going to talk about?
I assume we're talking about offensive line at one point. You guys might be talking about wide receiver. I'm curious to see how the wide receivers show up and do this weekend. I don't know off the top of my head that you scream there's got to be a wide receiver here at the top of the first round. Obviously, you guys are the bottom of the first round, so maybe that's more likely. But I also don't think that wide receiver has to be the first need here. I think you got to go O-line. Mike Mayock says he has 4 first-round grades potentially on tackles. You'd have to think one of them would be there when the Vikings and Rick Spielman turn in their card. That's what I'm thinking first and foremost. But you have an 11-win team. I mean, you can go straight for need when you're a playoff team as opposed to going best available. Not, I mean, you want to fill a hole, at least my humble opinion. I highly doubt that they're going to get something there that can't contribute immediately.
Yeah, well, I mean, you mentioned a playoff team. Vikings won 11 games, won the division for the first time since 2009. You know, your thoughts on the 2015 Vikings, but more importantly, what the 2016 Vikings could do.
Well, if you go by the old adage, and not everyone does, but you step by step, and look, they should have won. We all know that. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. And I'm not telling anyone anything you guys don't know. So you always assume one more win next year. Well, one more win next year puts them in a pretty darn good spot. I think you have the quarterback development. You still have that pretty decent guy in the backfield who doesn't seem to be getting any older.
He's okay.
He's not bad. You certainly have the defensive parts. I have no reason to believe they cannot do exactly the same thing next year.
Maybe we can get this guy behind you to play some offensive line.
Orlando?
Yeah.
I bet you he could still play.
Probably.
Do you have any doubt that he could still play?
Certainly not when he's standing near me. I'm not going to doubt him.
Now, officially, once you come out of retirement, they have to start the Hall of Fame clock over again. But I don't know how that would work if once you get the call and you walk up on that stage in honors and they put you in the class, if then you wanted to come back, how that would work.
I think the hay's in the barn for Orlando, but we like our guys, and maybe we can get some good ones this year, too.
You know what? This is a good O-line draft. It's a good D-line draft. It's a good corner draft. This is going to be a fun one.
Andrew Siciliano, host of Path to the Draft, which starts Tuesday?
Tuesday, yes, sir.
All right, you can catch that on the NFL Network, and you can keep catching our coverage of the Combine right here on Vikings.com.